This Thursday, April 25th, is National Get On Board Day, so we are encouraging the community to ride with Lextran, whether they are a current passenger or someone who maybe hasn't given us a ride in a while. We'd invite them to come out with us.
Why?
Why? So National Get On Board Day is an initiative sponsored by the American Public Transit Association. Our federal authorization bill expires in 2020, so you know they are working on that now. And anytime we can demonstrate to the nation and to our legislators the value and the importance of public transit, both economically and environmentally, we want to do that.
Now, what you mentioned about federal authorization, so this could play a role maybe in how much funding you would get from the federal government?
This particular day is intended to just demonstrate how public transit serves the communities where it is. The people that currently ride regularly, the people that ride occasionally, and also to the businesses who may receive their customers via public transit bus, who may businesses whose employees may come to them on a transit bus. It's intended to demonstrate the value of transit in that way.
Okay. People are always looking for incentives. So they, I didn't notice any particular incentives except just to get on board, which is a good one.
There are a number of incentives to riding transit that are not particular to this day. You can save on gasoline, obviously, for your car. Some people can give up their car if you can manage to coordinate all of your rides, fit that within your life, save on parking. You can also, another incentive is to just, you know, not drive, to have a little bit of that relaxing time on your way to work or on your way to wherever you're going. So there are a number of incentives that come with riding transit that have nothing to do with this particular day. However, on this day, this Thursday, starting at around 7 a.m. at our downtown transit center, some folks from our community relations team will be there with giveaways, swag that people can take if they would like, and also to allow people the opportunity to sign and explain why they use public transit and why it's so important to them. Another incentive to ride with us this Thursday, or any day for that matter, is that it's very affordable. A single ride to or from your destination is $1 each way. We have a number of pass options that are available too if people ride more often to discount that a little bit further. So it's very affordable. I know that $30 for a monthly pass, that $30 wouldn't fill up most cars at the gas pump. So there's a savings there, and that's an incentive too.
As far as your bus fleet, the number of buses, mm-hmm. Has that changed, I don't know, in the last year?
We have around 65 of our fixed route buses. That's the larger buses that most people see out in the community on the main arterials. There are also about 50 of our paratransit vehicles that the smaller buses, and in some cases vans or cars, that provide complimentary paratransit service to persons who might have a disability that would limit their ability to use a fixed route bus, the larger Lextran bus.
I guess I'll ask about the electric buses, right? You have, I started to say a few, but I've forgotten how many.
We have 6 electric buses. 5 of those are considered fast charge on route buses, and 1 of them is an extended range vehicle. We also have received some grants over the last year that will allow us to purchase additional electric buses, but obviously those are not here right now.
Jill, people, government officials and others in the community will ask about ridership, and so how would you evaluate your ridership right now?
Ridership is holding pretty steady. Across the country, agencies are seeing a decline in ridership. We are holding steady a little bit, as I said. We have even shown some increases on some routes where we've changed our service model or we've added a little bit of service. For example, Route 5, which is Nicholasville Road, and we're seeing a slight uptick there, but system-wide, we're holding pretty steady. Like I said, across the country, agencies are experiencing a bit of a decline, so much so that some agencies are beginning to evaluate whether or not they consider ridership as a performance objective.
What does that mean?
Systems traditionally have judged their success on ridership, but when other factors, economic factors or changes in the market may limit your ridership or cause that to change, that doesn't necessarily mean that the service you're providing isn't good. You just have additional competitors or other things in the market that are changing that a bit.
So that gets to the Uber question. as far as, what impact has Uber had in the market here in Lexington?
We are always want to be mindful of others that that offer a transportation solution. Uber and Lyft are obviously some of those in the network rideshare companies. Places where we would see some of that decline would possibly be at night. It's also doing a bit to change users' expectations of transit service. So we're seeing a little bit of that as well.
Does that mean in terms of scheduling?
Somewhat in terms of scheduling as far as what I mean about their expectations. Obviously we do have an app, so you can see where your bus is at all times, which replicates what you would see with an Uber or Lyft that would allow you to see that vehicle. But in terms of the expectation, we live in the world of place an order for coffee on your app and it's ready when you get there. Those things are what I mean about the expectation. We have to do more to try to keep up with the market, versus making people wait for a very long time. We're always trying to be mindful of that and how we can better serve our customer and enhance the customer experience.